Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you were there. You never knew you don't know the things you've been through. You never knew that you were gone. But I heard it one thing.
What do you say? Yes. It's not our portion.
Failure. It is
not your portion.
Sickness.
It's not our portion.
I believe. It is not your fault. I You never knew you'd be broke. You never knew you cried the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose the things you love. But I heard it for today. I have to do. That's your portion. You're
your portion. Hallelujah. You got to know what your portion is to know that. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, and to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we are truly happy that you join us today on this broadcast, making the Word of God the final authority. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we'll continue on in this lesson.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Good news. That's our portion. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalm 34 and verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for the word at noon. Thanking you for the listeners and all those that participate. Thanking you for those that are listening by internet. And Father God, we're thankful for our pastor who's able to teach this word, Father God, as he is being led by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father God, continue to use him mightily, Father God, as he continues to heal, Father God. For you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed, Father God. So, Lord, we just praying for all those, Father God, that may be sick and shut in, and those that are have had surgery, and those that are going to have surgery, Father God. Help us all to pray together and pray for their speedy recovery, Father God, as they healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with all those that are going through, Father God. You're a way maker out of no way, for you said you will supply all of our needs, Father God. So help us to trust in you. Help us to lean and depend on you, knowing that our help and our strength comes from up above. Be with those who are bereaved today, Father God. Comfort their heart. Give them a peace of mind, Father God, that they will be able to endure as they go through a time such as this, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your word, Father God, and help us to receive it, Father God, in the lining of our hearts, Lord. We give you praise, and we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We used, for an example, let's talk where we left off here. How about that one? Yesterday, because we was in 2 Peter 1, and we left off there explaining, actually, when does believing become knowing? When does believing become knowing? We talked about the difference between being a believer and becoming or knowing. And we said knowing is knowledge. So everybody be on the same page. Knowing is knowledge. And usually there are two ways you gain this knowledge. Because when you understand this knowledge has to do with the fact of the condition of knowing something, with either its familiarity or you gain through one experience or association. So there are ways that you gain knowledge, because knowledge is knowing. And of course you want to know. Let's not be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's better when you know. So the question would be, if knowing is better, when does believing become knowing? So, and I think that's a fair question in what we were talking about yesterday. If knowing is better, so when does believing become knowing? And remember, believing requires action. It requires you to do something. It requires you to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Because if you're just hearing this stuff, you're finna deceive yourself. So it's necessary that you become a doer. And with that being said, what is the difference between believing and knowing? So when does we know when we believe or know? And do we know when believing becomes knowing? I just love that. I love the way the Lord just let that thing flow. See, because every new challenge has its own obstacles. And so when embarking on these challenges, we may either doubt our daily ability to cope or believe that we will be able to accomplish whatever that task is or our task. However, it is not until the challenges has been attempted, whether win or loss, that we know. That's when we know. You know after the challenge. So therefore, believing is the state of mind when we can choose whether or not to accept what we hear or read. Remember, actually, believing is secondhand knowledge. Knowing is some facts. So with all that in mind, we have the choice to consider secondhand knowledge, or we may read in the newspaper, for instance, that is a lion escaped from the zoo. I don't know. Yesterday, or you hear the radio says there's a 5 miles tailback on I-75 or something. See, we hear this stuff. How do we know this? When do we start believing? If you believe, let me just kind of go right where you live at, if you don't mind for a moment. Because see, going back to Romans 10, brothers and sisters, how am I going to know this stuff unless I hear it? How am I going to know?
Amen.
So like I said, it's two ways, either through observation or through experience. So here we are. We see that in the newspaper, on the radio, that a lion didn't escape from its cage. You going to accept that secondhand knowledge as knowing, or you got to wait and see it for yourself? That's what we're dealing with. So secondhand knowledge is awesome, because guess what? Man, I heard it on the radio today, that lion done escape. Man, let's board up these doors. Let's put this here. Let's get the gun out. That's knowledge, man. That's knowing that if that lion come by this way, that we could be attacked. Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm really saying is, in this context, you have to be able to see when believing become knowing. And knowing is when you have accepted something as fact,
yes,
be it secondhand or firsthand. So before we go any further, that's how you know. You know because you accepted it as facts, as truth. So when they tell me that lion done escaped from that zoo, oh, baby, I ain't got to wait till I see him. I ain't got to wait for him to come up in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to accept that secondhand knowledge. And with that being said,
right,
I'm going to go and board up the doors. So it's about knowing. Now, with that being said, we can get to where we're at. You got to know that Satan, for instance, have been conquered. Some people right now are trying to fight Satan when you've already been defeated. All we got to do is walk in that. And he was not defeated by any of our doing. It was all done through Christ. See, what the church has failed to see is this. God knew what he must do to redeem man. He knew that. I'm going to ask Pastor Shirley read Ephesians 2 and 12. let's throw some word out here first. Ephesians 2 and 12. Let me know when you get it, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor.
God, like I said, he knew what he, to redeem man. We didn't have a choice. We didn't have that knowledge. God knew what it was going to take. He knew that hopelessness of man under Satan's dominion, according to Ephesians 2:12, that we were at that time separated from Christ. Now, that's the part you got to know. You haven't always been in Christ. The world hadn't always been there. You have that yet, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I have it. Reading
okay.
From the King James, Ephesians 2:12, that at that time ye were without Christ, being alien, commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Amen.
See, there was no hope because we were separated from Christ. So that's knowledge. That's knowing. So when you gain this knowledge, then this is going to make a lot of sense. But the church had failed to see this. First, the Gentile worlds were separated from Christ, and Christ alone had eternal life. They were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. Did not have any parts or any shape of the Adamic covenant. They had nothing and were, matter of fact, the Bible calls them strangers from the covenant of promise. There were no part in the common lot of Israel, having no hope and without God. And yet they were eternally being. The scripture ought to make evangelists of every believer. I think, and he does, because that's what Matthew 28 says. But over in Hebrews 9 and 12, this is where Satan was conquered by Jesus. Now, I don't know if you're going to believe this stuff or not. You have the knowledge. All you got to do is act on it. The Bible says in Hebrews 9 and 12, nor yet through the blood of goats and calf, but through his own blood, entering in once for all into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. So what does that has to do with redemption? Here's what I'm saying. Actually has nothing but to multiply the church to the teaching in its theology and facts. But it is not valid. And here's why. In Ephesians 1 and 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Listen, brothers and sisters, you're either going to know that and believe that and act on that, or you're not. You're going to be without hope. So we have hope now, because we've accepted this as a truth. We accept the word of God as truth. Where before in the Old Testament, they would use the blood of goats and blood of calves and ashes of heaven. They did all of that. But that would not give them eternal redemption. Listen, here's three facts. The three mighty facts, it's about being in Christ. We have our redemption from Satan, dominion. It is an eternal redemption. That's the part I think I really need to stress today. We don't have no any kind of redemption. We have an eternal redemption, which is it is operative right now. We have the remission of our sin. The word forgiveness, it's not properly translated because it comes from the Greek word, and I think that Greek word is apheisis. Now, pronounce it the way you want to, but it comes from that, and it also had been translated remission. So, now what I'm trying to tell you guys, this is knowledge. But if you'll never know this, or you can never believe this unless you know this, which brings us to knowing about remission of sin. So remission means to wipe out everything we have ever done up to the time we come to Christ. It's been wiped out. Don't let nobody put
Thank
that monkey on your back. No matter how much Satan has enwrapped us or caused us to be in his snares, none of that matter. The minute we are born again, we stand before God, new creation, without the smell of our past life and upon our spirit. The instant we are born again, 2 Corinthians 5:21 become a reality. The instant we've become the righteousness of God. That's right. God sees us as right. Now, I know your neighbor doesn't see you as righteous. Your husband or wife, they may not see you as righteous. But remember, the truth that you're operating on or in has to do with the Word of God. So it's that knowledge of that truth that you can believe in. Why? Because you know now.
Amen.
You know that Christ became that sacrifice, and you understood what sacrifices was doing. Once you use that sacrifice, that person in the Old Testament, they would take their sacrifice. They was cool for a whole year. But they know they had to come back next year. With us, we have, first of all, instant righteousness, just like they had. I don't know why people don't believe that people in the Old Testament was righteous. Once they did what was required, they became righteous. See?
Amen.
So we became righteous because of what God did in Christ Jesus. So the instant we become righteous of God, Satan's dominion over us is broken. So you're no longer sin conscience, but you're a righteous conscience. Woo! Man, that's what I really need to just get us on. Become righteous conscience. What's on your mind? Are you always thinking that everything's bad? Because see what happens, that translates into bad thoughts, which equal a sinful thought. And Satan don't want you to know that. Remember Paul said in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect to wants, for I've had to learn in whatsoever state I am to be independent of that circumstances. It's some things you got to learn. You learn through knowledge, man, through knowing that, hey, I can be eternally redeemed. Now, really, ask yourself the question. How many preachers are really teaching eternal redemption? Very few. Most of them teach, come back next week. I can't tell you how many people have gotten saved over and over, every week. Well, you know, they messed up. So they, no. Listen, love. In Revelations, because you got to be independent of whatever the enemy say, sin, whatever, call it what you want to call it. You have to be independent of that. So the way you get independent of that, by being in the Word of God, by being in Christ. But over in Revelation, what I was going to tell you, in 1:17-18, Jesus said, I am the first and I'm the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death. Some people say Hades or hell, same thing. But the one who has the key to death and hell is our Lord over the new creation. So Colossians 1:18 says, and he is the head of all the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn of the dead, that in all things he may have. This is it, brothers and sisters. We're gaining eternal redemption. That means God wants you with him all the time. Not just for a weekend. Not just for you hooping and hollering. But you gain all this stuff through knowledge, man. You know? We shared some scriptures on yesterday. That thing people have to understand about the new creation. We need to actually start living that and preaching that and teaching that so people will know that.
Amen.
See, because as long as you're in the old, you're going to teach being guilty. The moment you be part of the new, you're going to teach, hey, you free, man. You're free. And you're going to demand that because in the old, it was a demand for righteousness. But in the new, righteousness became a gift once you received it. That's what he did with Jesus. Mm-hmm. He made him. It's just like a lot of people don't teach that we're supposed to be in God's glory. That's knowledge. Because he'll let you really know what the glory is. You're around here thinking, well, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then they teach it in that context. They don't teach that God made Jesus to be your sin so you can enter into the glory. The only thing keep you from glory now is sin. But if Christ took care of the sin problem, then you got a right to the glory of God. Oh, well, you know, all glory belongs to God. God never said that. That's man's talking. Listen, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Believe me. When I tell you we have a loving God, he wants you to have his mind. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. He wants you to have his kind of love. What kind of love is that? Greater love than no man to lay down his life for his friend. God sharing all of that with us that we can have that. Man have taught that we robbing God. You're not robbing God. You're not taking anything from God, man. Get real. God has all the knowledge.
Yeah.
He got knowledge beyond. He got unspeakable knowledge. God has all the glory. You can't take nothing from God. Where that came from? Bad teaching. Bad teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Bad teaching. So we got to get rid of past that. We got to get past that. We just like the priesthood. That was a temporary priesthood, but then that came an eternal priesthood. So with Christ and us being in Christ, that make us part of an eternal priesthood. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But just like there's an earthly tabernacle, there's a heavenly tabernacle. Well, what you want to believe? You get the knowledge, then you're going to believe in the eternal or heavenly tabernacle. If not, you'll keep on going to your local church because that's a tabernacle because you've got knowledge of what it is. So that's why, again, it's important that we know. We know this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And one other thing, too, and then I'm going to step to the side. Because I used to be a minister of condemnation. It was important that I prove that everybody was sinful. Didn't matter. But now God have taught me to be a minister of the new covenant, a minister of righteousness that is yours. It's been given to you. That's your portion. God gave us righteousness. So stop trying to beg God and stop trying to con. Just accept what God did, man, in the man Christ Jesus, and that belongs to you. Let the counterfeit go. Let the programs go. Let the religious stuff go. The ministration of the spirit of life, God had given us that so that we can become the very righteousness of God. Why do you think he wants us to be the very righteousness. Because he wants us to be like him. That have never changed. God have always wanted us to be in his image and after his likeness. But Satan, I have put it out there, we can't be like God. And y'all, just to be honest with yourself, a lot of preachers teach you, you can't be like God. You ain't supposed to be like God. Because it's such a,
amen.
I guess it's such an honor. And with God, it's nothing. That's what he did. He made us in his image after his likeness, Genesis 1:26. And then Ephesians 2 said, this is what he did. He redid that. He made us like him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave it right there. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it's all about knowing. And if you know that you know that you know, I don't say you're going to be further ahead in the game, but you'll get away from a lot of emotional stuff. You'll start operating in a lot of truth now. You'll come to know that there's a big difference between knowing and believing, and you do have a choice that believing, what that really means, and the difference of believing and knowing. And by the same token, when does knowing become believing? And those are questions that we tried to ask. Just bear in mind, just please bear in mind, it's truth, then knowledge, then belief. Or it's, you got the truth now. Now you know, so you can act on it, which is believing. Well,
amen.
Anybody have any comments or something they want to share, press 1. You have anything you want to share, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. I was looking at, excuse me, Ephesians 3 and verse 20, where it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And then over here in the New Living Translation, it said, now all glory to his able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Amen. And so we got to believe that. And as we were sharing, that God's word is the final authority. So you got to believe that. And if you believe that, then here is saying, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, which is God. So we can go to God with everything, every and anything, and believe that he hears us. So you got to believe it.
Amen. And believing means you act that way. You act like it. You take that secondhand knowledge and you say, you know what? A line been broken loose. Man, I'm believing. I'm going to board up my house. See, if you don't board up your house, it's because you don't believe it. But if you board up your house, it's because you believe it. That's the difference, man.
Amen.
A believer will become a doer. And then once you become a doer, you know you can accept that report from where it ever came from. And something else, too. The Lord showed me over there in 2 Ephesians 2, Ephesians 2, is that God, he's a God of second chances. God is a God of mercy. So what he do? He have mercy. It was through that mercy that he quickened us. He made us come alive. And then God said, y'all was built for this. I built you for this. I built you for eternal life. But you got to have the knowledge so that you don't get turned back when you're facing these different obstacles in life.
Yeah.
You have
been
made
you.
Alive. Spiritually, we came alive for such a time
yeah.
as this.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're not operating on a dead word, but this is a live word.
Because
mm-hmm. before we didn't walk
Amen.
This way. We didn't act this way. We was operating up on a dead letter. But now,
yeah.
since we have Amen. The knowledge and we know in
Hallelujah.
Whom we have believed, we get a chance at the second nature. And that second nature is being a child of God, being born with the same stuff God is born with. And that's the word, the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, the Bible says you have he quickened together with Christ. So when you come to that knowledge of knowing that, and you accept
mm-hmm.
that, it's when you start believing that. And you'll continue to
yeah.
walk in that way, in that path. Okay.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Just for the record, we will be broadcasting Sunday. I know it's Super Bowl and all that good stuff. But we will be broadcasting from 12 to 12
Amen.
O'clock for the word at noon. Anybody else? Hallelujah. I want to thank everybody. Well, and yeah, I'm going to thank God for my challenges, too, because I've had some challenges this week, and he let me overcome them so I can testify that I know he's able to do it.
Hallelujah.
I know he's able.
Amen.
I don't have to hope
yeah.
it. I don't have to think it. I know he's able. So therefore, I can believe
mm-hmm.
it. Simply mean I can continue on. See, once you know that chair is going to hold you up, then you'll continue to sit in it. The moment you say,
That's
I ain't
right.
sitting in this chair no more, is when you don't mm-hmm. believe it. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see you all on Sunday for the...